So kuyizika disendaba ku VOA indebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhla ka 23 Nkwenkwezi 2022. Ngifakazela Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu namhlanje.
Intaba yethu idilikile njengabantu abemathebelele njalo sisele singasela sithunzi. Baba uChief Mabhikwa sisebenze laye kuhle kakhulu ikakhulu endabeni zokuletha ukuthula esigabeni selubhani. Sihambe laye sisebenza sibeka ama-local peace committees, amakomiti abantu azobesebenza bekhangela indaba zokuthula esigabeni selubhani yonke.
Induna yemangweni welubhane eMathebeleland North umnumzana Vusumuzi Mabhikwa akasekho
ukuthi sicelani libuye lizokhuluma about what you can do for omama ngapha who have gone into business especially ku farming. So bengicela ukuthi ngiyeze omama bekhuluma ukuthi abanye bayalima abanye bayathengisa. Can you create ama business model or ama loan models that go along with what women can afford? Ngoba issue of collateral is a big block when it comes to women going into business.
Osomabhizinisi besifazane batshele ikomiti yedalela ephalamende ebona ngezintuthuko eye-portfolio committee on women's affairs community small and medium enterprises development ukuthi kungangcono ibhanga ele women microfinance bank livalwe ngoba lingabancedile ngalutho. Zulu weZimbabwe ukuthaza ukuqakathekisa udaba lokuhlabisa abantwana amajekiseni wonke ukuzivikela emkhuhlaneni awe immunization. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Induna yemangweni welupane eMathebeleland North umnumzana Vusumuzi Mabhikwa akasekho. Umabhikwa ubhobhele esibhedlela seSt Luke's eLupane izolo ebusuku engozini yomgwaqo. Ingozi le yenzakele lapho imota abehamba ngayo ithuzane lemota enkulu yokuthwala impahla ngehola lechumi ntambama ngesonto emgwaqweni ohlanganisa obulawayo leVictoria Falls. Umoyi kujinyiselwe esibhedlela seSt Luke's lapho abikwa ebhobhele khona. Ubathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Umuyi wazalwa enguNicodemus Vusumuzi Khumalo wagcotshwa ukuba yinduna ngomnyaka ka-2012 eneminyaka elitshumi lasitshiyagalolunye i-19 eseminyakeni wesibili wokwenza izifundo zakhe eze-yunivesithi ethatha isikhundla esasitshiwe nguyise umnumzana Edwin Khumalo owayebhubhe ngomnyaka ka-2006. UReverend Useni Sibanda omunye wabakhokheli benhlanganiso ezisebenzisana loZulu ezigabeni seMandebeleni lelizweni jikelele uthi isigaba seMathebeleland silahlekelwe kakhulu.
Intaba yethu idilikile njengabantu abemathebeleland njalo sisele singasela sithunzi. Baba uChief Mabhikwa sisebenze laye kuhle kakhulu ikakhulu endabeni zokuletha ukuthula esigabeni selubhani. Sihambe laye sisebenza sibeka ama-local peace committees, amakomiti abantu adebesebenza bekhangela indaba zokuthula esigabeni selubhani yonke.
Uqhubekela phambili uSibanda echasisa ngemisebenzi ayiqhubeni endawonye lomuyi uMabhikwa.
Asathi lokhu sisebenza indaba lezokuthula laye wasesithikithi kambe njengoba lisebenza ukuthula singeke saletha okunye okungayenza ukuthi abantu bethu kwezomnotho bekwanza ukuthi labo bezimele bodwa. Sasebenza labalimisi ukuthi beqalise ukugcina izinkukhu ukwenzela ukuthi bengakhangeli nje ukulima ama-irrigation kuphela kodwa bebe njalo lolunye unyawo abangamakulo. Konke lokhu sasikwenza silayo ubaba Mabhikwa.
Umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo umqondisi wenhlanganiso eyebhethu likaZulu uthi ingozi yomgwaqo ethethe umuyi itshengisa ukuba isimo semigwaqo elizweni asimanga kuhle.
Silusizi ngalokhu kwenzakale enduneni kulusizi kakhulu. Kuyabonisa ukuthi imigwaqo yethu ifile, ngemigwaqo yethu vele sizaba lengozi eziningi. Bahlala bephela abantu kuwona lo mgwaqo, kodwa kuyethusa ukubana uhulumende athi abantu bahambe ngonanzelelo kulokuthi ayelungisa imgwaqo. Kulusizi kakhulu, induna kayilale ngokuthula.
Kusenjalo usomabhizimusi wakobulawayo umnumzana Noel Eric York, ojayele ngebizo lebhizimusi abeyiqhuba umbokodo ubhubhe izolo ngemva kokulwisana lemvukuzane okweminyaka emibili. Ubesele minyaka engamashumi ayisikhombisa lambili, 72 years. Ukhangelelwe ukubekwa kobulawayo. Umnumzana Elliot Ndlovu, usomabhizimusi wakobulawayo, uthi abantu abaningi bebekhangelele kumuyi uyoko ukuthi bathuthukise amabhizimusi akobulawayo okufuya.
Kobulawayo besikhangele kumbokodo kwezokufuya, njalo lokuthi ubengenisa inyama emabhutsha amangaki. Kusiziswa ubuhlungu ukuthi silahlekelwe ngalesi sikhathi. Abantu bazobonela ngapi, bazobonela kubani ukuthi inkomo zifuywa njani? Ngoba singakhangela lo muntu singathi wefuyela khonapha emadolobheni, nonisa inkomo njalo yethenga ebantwini. Ube ngumuntu obesupporta abantu abafuya inkomo labantu abathenga inyama.
Imizamo yokuxhumana lemuli yomuyi induna uMabhigwa yehlule. Kodwa isikhulumeli semuli yakoKhumalo umnumzana Donald Khumalo ekhuluma lephephandaba leChronicle ugcizelele ukuba ngempela induna uMabhigwa kasekho, njalo udlule esegijimiselwe esibhedlela seSt Luke's. Ngimele iStudio 7 wobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Osomabhizimusi besifazane bakobulawayo batshele ikomiti yedalela ephalamende ebona ngezentuthuko eyePortfolio Committee on Women's Affairs, Community, Small and Medium Enterprises Development ukuthi kungangcono ibhanga ele Women Microfinance Bank livalwe, ngoba abesifazane abaningi bezigabeni zeMandebeleni kabenelisi ukuthola uncedo lokuzithuthukisa kilo. Njalo lesibambiso sokuphiwa isikweledi siphezulu kakhulu. Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ekobulawayo.
Iningi labo somabhizimusi abakade besemhlanganweni owenzelwe kobulawayo labe committee yedale lephalamende eZimbabwe Portfolio Committee on Women Affairs, Community, Small and Medium Enterprises Development liveze imibono ehlukeneyo. Abanye bencoma leli bhanga, kuthi abanye bethi alilandeli abakuvumelanayo ngesikhathi lisungulwa. Unkosikazi Portia Jamu wabosomabhizimusi abenelise ukuthola imali beliqembu elithenga izibi edolobheni ubonga ukuthuthukiswa kwezomnotho libhanga.
Sayithatha leyo mali after 2 weeks ngemva kokuthi ibhenki yona esithe amabizo ethu a-approve ukuthi asinazikweleti. Basibiza sahamba khona ngale bhenki, uba le mali ethize encane ofika uyibhadala okuthiwa mbe isibambiso, kuthiwa i-insurance yemali yona le yabuyithatha. Ngisaqala nje ukubhadala, sasibhadala ngeviki ngeviki, kwaze kwafika ithi ukuthi sasesicina sesithatha imali yokuthi sasesibhadala ngenyanga ngenyanga. Ibhenki lana ifuna umuntu othembekileyo. Abaningi bathi kuthiwa imali kahulumende kayibiseli, abayithathayo abanye abayibhadalanga, bathina abalutshwane sayibiseli imali leyo.
Unkosazana Natasha Moyo uthi kubalulekile ukuba ibhanga lifinyelele wonke usomabhizimusi bengabandlululi.
Ukuthi sicelani libuye lizokhuluma about what you can do for omama ngapha who have gone into business, especially ku farming. So bengicela ukuthi ngiyezwe omama bekhuluma ngokuthi abanye bayalima, abanye bayathengisa. Can you create ama business model or ama loan models that go along with what women can afford? Ngoba i issue ye collateral is a big
block when it comes to women going into business. So siyacela sibili ukuthi lisincede njengohulumende njengebank ukuthi lani lisinanzelele lapho esikhona. Sometimes even ama payslip ethu they are not even enough to present as collateral or even to get a guarantor ukuthi you know what i-500 US lay engiyibolekayo izaphenduka.
Obona ngenhlelo zabo mama kubhanga leli phansi kogatsha lwamabhizimusi amancane umnumzana Dingani Dlomo uchaze ukuba abanazo izisebenzi ezenelayo zokufinyelela bonke osomabhizimusi bakobulawayo.
Ibulawayo province ilama ward angu-29 kodwa silama officers angu-5. Lokhu kuhle kukutshele ukuthi akhona ama ward amaningi futhi esingenelisiyo ukuthi siwafinyelele ngenxa yokuthi akulama officer kuleyo ndawo. Mayelana lokwe Women's Bank besizama ngokwenelisa kwethu lathi kodwa ke sijwaye kukhona ukuthi ama officers ethu malutshwane.
Umnumzana Khumbulani Dube webhanga le Women Microfinance Bank uchaza inani labantu asebenelise ukuthola imali lokhe ibhanga lasungulwayo.
Bobulawayo i-bank ikwanise ukunikeza abantu abangu 3,180 okule value ye 68,849,579. So i-bank ikwanise ukuncedisa abantu abangu 3,180 i-value yangkhona 68,849,579. So yilo inani labantu asebethole uncedo ebank.
Ngemva komhlangano amalunga edalela eParliament aveze ukukhathazeka ngenani eliphansi labo somabhizimusi besifazane asebenelise ukuthola izikwelede kuleli bhanga bethi lokhe lasungulwayo kobulawayo akulabufakazi bokuthi liyanceda. Iningi labesifazane abangene lumhlangano bathi okufunakalayo uma usiyadinga imali ebhanga kuningi kakhulu abaningi abalakho okucina kubavalela phandle njalo akusikho okwavunyelwana kusungula ibhanga leli. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Umongameli Macky Sall wakwele Senegal uthi uza kwethekelela ele Russia lele Ukraine emele umanyano wamazwe abensundu o African Union. Abezindaba abe Reuters babika ukubana uSall uzahamba emazweni la lapho akhangelelwe ukukhulumisa nakabanzi lomongameli Vladimir Putin wele Russia kanye lomongameli Vladimir Zelensky wele Ukraine ngempi yamazwe omabili lapho osokufe abantu abaningi kwathi abafika phose izigidi ezilishumi lambili 12 million babalekela imizi yabo. Akwaziwa ukubana uhambo lukaSall uza kwenelisa na ukuphumisa izithelo kodwa ethi kukibo uPutin loZelensky uba bakhumisane umlotha ngoba impile isidale udubo emazweni awezwekazi le-Afrika lokukhuphuka kwentengo yamafutha ezimota lokukhuphuka kwentengo yokudla konke. Ingcweti kwezombusazo umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya uthi uPutin kalaleli abanye abantu ngakho ke akolanto engenziwa nguso ukuze amtshele ukubana abeke phansi izikhali.
Umongameli weSenegal umnumzana Macky Sall umuphathi wesihlalo seAfrica Union. Siyazi ukuba ukuthunjwa kweUkraine nguVladimir Putin oweRussia sokulethe ukusilela kwezinto eziningi e-Afrika. Ye, kuliqiniso ukuthi kunobudlelwano obuthize phakathi kweRussia le-Afrika, kukakhulu amatshe ambiwa emhlabathini. Amazwe amaningi e-Afrika akasekele impi. Ngakho kungaba yisibusiso uma nxa impi le ingaphela.
Ye, khonokho ke okhuluma ngakho uBaba Ngwenya. Ubona njani kungayiqeda yini impilo?
Njengokubona kwami ubuqholo bukaPutin lokudelela akwenza umnumzana Zelensky oweUkraine awusoze uqede impi. Okwakhathesi singathi uMacky Sall uthwele nje igaba elivuzayo.
Umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya yingcwethi kwezombusazwe. Ulimuze xoxa lapho leStudio 7 eseHarare. kunjalo nje amalunga edalo le Congress elemelika asanda kuvumelana ukubana ele Ukraine linikwe amabhiliyoni angaba ngamashumi amane 40 US million dollars yokuthenga izikhali zokulwisana lele Russia. Ngambe lokhu akuphehli impi lena. Ngesikhathi kulamasotsha akwela Ukraine asezinikele kubutho lakwele Russia. Gibbs Dube, West Studio 7, usethulela lolu daba.
Elemelika lithi imali le izanceda ele Ukraine ekuthengeni izikhali ezijeneyo. Lithi izikhali ezizathengwa zilakho ukuthundubeza ezakwele Russia elihlasela ngamandla endaweni ezimbalwa. Ngokwamanje ele Russia lithi lilakho ukuhluthuna isabelo seDonetsk kunsukwana ezilandelayo. Olandela ezombusazwe umnumzana Sipho Nkulube uthi impile ithwele senzima abantu bakwele Ukraine.
Bona America baye befaka imali kodwa bafuna ukuba involved direct. So abantu asebethwele nzima abantu beUkraine. Abantu beUkraine babulaweli lizwe, babulawela yonke into, bayafa manje bana basotha bephuma elimele konke bedinyaswa. Amazwe omhlaba afuna ukuba involved but indirect, afuna ukuphuma egcwele. Abafaka amasotha bayevikela iUkraine nqa baphumele eqinisweni. Loba imithetho isala bayakwazi ukuthi la iRussia yakwazi ukuthi inatho amazwe enatho kahala mvuma ukungena laphana but iyayidestroy iUkraine. So iyahlokoloza into le ivele izahlokoloza kuze kuvele ukuthi bafunani akuvele kube yimpi efull blown nxa efull blown kumbe iphele kwenziwa isizifaka kulokuthi kube kusafa abantu belinye ilizwe ngendlela engekho. Abantu beUkraine bathwele nzima sala sitsho ukuthi zaba yiworld war enye esilandela. Ngoba amazwe yabona ukuthi afuna ukuba involved kodwa angana sesaba imithetho yemizwe phela kanti sokwafakwa imithetho yamazwe okumele bayalandele. But abanye bazagcina beyeqa ngoba into yakhona iyakhula iyaphambili.
Omunye njalo olandela okwenzakala kwale Ukraine ngumnumzana Sipho Masondo.
Okwenzakala eUkraine singathi kona mina mambekile kuyindlela kakhulu amazwe la aseEurope nase neMelika. Ngicabanga ukuthi uma ubheka ngokwezepolitiki bona banephutha kakhulu ukuthi basebenzise iUkraine ukulwa neRussia. So leyo nto iyodwa into embi ngokubana bona bazwana ngathi bazwana amandla bachallengeana nje uma ubhekile iRussia ihamba phambili ukukhiqiza isikhali isichithe esifana nezabo. So leyo nto iyodwa yiyona enza ukuthi khona iMelika ingahlaliseki kahle. Enathi ingahlaliseki kahle. So ngama superpowers nje into esidiniswa lapha.
Kulabantu abedlula izigidi ezilithumi lambili 12 million asebabaleka emzini yabo bayaphephela kwezinye indawo kwele Ukraine lemazweni atshiyeneyo.
Ku-Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela ukuqonga kwentengo yempahla yonke elizweni okuqalisela ekukhuphulweni kwentengo yamafutha ezimoto. UZulu weZimbabwe ukhuthazwa ukubana aqakathekise udaba lokuhlabisa abantwana amajekiseni wonke ukuzivikela emikhuhlaneni awe immunization ngezikhathi ezifaneleyo ngoba bengayekela ukwenza njalo eminye yali mkhuhlane ilakho ukuba yingozi nxa iziqondiso zokuhlatshwa zingalandelwanga. Yintethele izindaba yethu uMark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba.
Zikhathi zonke abazali balendlela abakhangelelwa ukuyilandela ukuyalensani zabo kusukela zizalwa ukuba ziyohlatshwa amajekiseni okuvikela izifo ezitheneyo ezinjengendingindi, ufuba lwe-whooping cough, polio, smallpox lezinye. Ophethe imisebenzi kunhlanganiso yezakhamizi ye-Combined Rural Residents Association umnumzana Ruben Akili uthi baphakathi komkhankaso wokufundisana loZulu ukuthi aqakathekise inhlelo ze-immunization njalo sebejabula ukubona iqhutshwa ngokusuthisayo kuleli dolobha.
We have seen our local authority engaging in immunizing children through the vitamin A supplement. This program has been running.
Sibona ukhanseli labezempilakahle behamba door to door benikeza imithi kubantwana
bakhuthaza abazali bonke ukuba labo bengayekethisi ukuya labantwana ezibhedlela lamakliniki lezinye indawo zomtholampilo ukuyahlabisa abantwana amajekiseni lawa awe immunization.
Also educating people to ensure that they vaccinate their children against these six killer diseases.
Sesifundisana labo lozulu wonke ukuthi bangasaleli bavikele abantwana kuzifo lezi.
Izikhubeko uthi zisuka zibe khona lapha nalaphaya, kodwa abaningi sebekamukela ukuba lo msebenzi uqhakathekile ukugoqela labamasonto ayengafuni ukuhlabisa abantwana amajekiseni lawa besithi umthetho wenkolo yabo awavumeli ukuhlabisa abantwana. Umnumzana Albert Mazulu omela izakhamuzi yaRare laye uthi abanye kababuyi ukuzohlabisa abantwana amajekiseni kungenxa yokuthi abanalwazi olujulileyo nje kwezempilakahle.
Siyakhuthaza abantu ukuthi kasihlatshweni amajekiseni lawo azasinceda. Kwakuvele kukhona la kudala ngoba abantu babekhuluma inkulumo ezingasizo, abanye bethi ungahlatshwa leyo majekiseni kawuzukuba labantwana, abanye bathi ha yindlela yamakhiwa yokuthi benze ukuthi abantu bangandi kakhulu, yikho ke basifuna ukusihlaba amajekiseni ukuze singabi baningi, njalo basihlaba amajekiseni ukuze basibulale. Kwakuvele kukhona la kudala, kodwa iqiniso ukuthi akula into enjalo eyenzakalayo ngabantu nje abafuna ukwethusela.
Unkosikazi Elizabeth Chidi okhokhela inhlanganiso yabazali abalabantwana abakhubazekileyo eye Zimbabwe Parents of Handicapped Children Association uthi noma kuya kusuke kusinde abazali abangamalunga abo ikakhulu abayabe belabantwana abasesimeni esibi, bayaqinisa nasibili ukuthi amalunga asezwisisa ukuqakatheka kwalawa amajekiseni.
Pamainjection immunization mangwe zawo ukuthi mwana ana polio nanani zvisazaiwa.
Sibona sibili abazali belandela abantwana sebehlatshwa.
Ugatsha lwezempilakahle luhlale lukhuthaza abazali ukuba umntwana wonke ahlatshwe amajekiseni okuvikela izifo ezijiyeneyo. Amajekiseni lawa agoqela ehlatshwa umntwana esanda kuzalwa e-BCG, ehlatshwe e-MMR evikela ondingindi lokunye elenyanga eziyisijagalolunye, evikele njalo kupolio le-hepatitis enikezwe le-booster yakhona. Abenhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba uhlangothi lwezempilakahle e-World Health Organization abemahofisini akhangele izwekazi le-Afrika bathi ukuhlaba abantwana amajekiseni awe immunization kuvimba ukulahlekelwa ngemphefumulo kwabantwana abaphose bafike isigidi 800,000 ezwekazi labensundu kuphela ebangcelwa ke izifo ezitsheneyo ezifana lalezi. Amanye amazwe awezwekazi le-Afrika alokhu engakafiki kusilinganiso esidingakalayo ukuba abantwana bonke bavikeleke emikhuhlaneni evame ukuhlasela abantwana abaphansi kweminyaka emihlanu yokuzalwa. Lezimbabwe kodwa libikwa lingelinye lamazwe anenhlelo eziphumelelayo kulo msebenzi, laloba nje iyake iqhamuke eminye imikhuhlane lapha lalaphaya, njengalokho okwenzakaleke esigabeni seManicaland kusikhatshana esanda kwedlula okubonakele kuqhamuka ke indingindi ebantwaneni. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nginguMark Peter Ntande.
Elabotswana lithi selibhekane lohlupho olukhulu lwabantu abangenisa ngodlo izilimo kanye lembida efana lamagwili okuvela eZimbabwe leSouth Africa. Izilimo eziningi ziyasilela kwelabotswana kulandela isinqumo sikahulumende wakulelo lizwe sokumisa ukungena kwazo zivela phandle kwelizwe, kuyindlela yakhe yokukhulisa umkambo wayo wezilimo. Intatheli zindaba eye Studio 7, umqondisi Dube usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseGaborone kweLebotswana.
ngoZibandlela lonyaka eleBotswana lifake umthetho wokuvimba izilimo ezivela kwamanye amazwe. Lokhu kuyimzamo yokuthuthukisa umsebenzi wokulima lokuthengisa kwezilimo elizweni. ELeBotswana belithenga kakhulu izilimo ezivela kule South Africa kanye lemzini eseduze lemncele eZimbabwe. Kodwa kulandela isinqumo sokumisa kokungena kwezilimo ezivela kwamanye amazwe, abasemngceleni bathi solokuqonga kokungena kulokufana lamagwili ongekho emthethweni kuvela eSouth Africa kanye leZimbabwe. Izilimo lezi zithengiswa esitaladeni kubuye kulabo somabhizimusi abeZimbabwe labeSouth Africa abaphatheka ekuthumeni abanye ukuthi bangenise izilimo lezi. Eminyakeni esanda kudlula, elinye ilunga ledale lePhalamende kweleBotswana lakhuthaza uhulumende wakhe ukuthi abeZimbabwe abangena elizweni ongekho emthethweni bangaba lusizo ekuthuthukiseni ezokulima. Ilunga leli lathi iBotswana ilahlekelwa imali eningi ibuyisela emuva abangena ongekho emthethweni, kukanti kumele idinge ezinye indlela bangaphatheka ngazo kwezomnotho. AbeZimbabwe kweleBotswana bathi bengamelanga kuvalwe imncele ukuthi kungangeni izilimo kuze kufike esibangeni sokuthi iBotswana layo yenelise ukuzimela ekuvuneni okwenela ilizwe. OweZimbabwe umnumzana Gift Ncube uthi kungena ngudlu kwezilimo akusoke kume uma kulokhe kulokusilela kwazo.
Indaba yokuthi ezame kamaveji ebengena ngokungekho emthethweni esiza lapha kweleBotswana asiyo ndaba engama okwakhathesi. Phandle bengazama ukuthi kube le ndawo zokuthi lapha kulalapha abazilimela khona okungokwabo, hayi lapho kungama lokho kungagcina sebethenga khona lapha locally. Kodwa nxa ungakabi njalo kuzaqhubeka kuluka kunzima.
Uncube ukuthi abeZimbabwe bangaphathisa kakhulu kwezokulima ukuthi leBotswana lenelise ukuthola ivuno eleneleyo.
Ye, hayi emaplazini abo lapha ngathi ngumbono wami ngibona abantu bekhaya ngobuningi imisebenzi leyo bayigwanisa bengancedisa sibili bethola ukuthi bagcina sebekwanisa ukuzivunela labo okungokwabo bengathembeli emazweni angokomakhelwane.
Kukanti umnumzana Bhekisi Ndaye nawumlimi ucelele eZimbabwe uthi kumele kuqiniswe imithetho kumbe kufakwe imithelo ezathundubeza izifiso zakuthi abantu bathenge izilimo phandle.
Vele kumabhoda ikhona imithetho leyo imele ukuthi iqiniswe ukuze abantu bengaphongi ukungena lamatamatisi, lamakherotsi kumbe lama-washed potato avela kwamanye amazwe. Njalo uhulumende lokho okwenza ukuthi abantu ebhoda imithetho yama-levies, lama-duty lawana ikhweze ukuze umuntu oyabe efuna ukuthenga into zona lezo kwamanye amazwe kumdurele kumbe intengo yakhona ibe phezulu.
Uthi ukuze eleBotswana liphumelele ekuthuthukiseni ezokulima, abalimi abancane kumele baphathiswe bathole usizo lolwazi kwezokulima.
So umlimi omncane kumele eqiniswe ethole lokho angakusebenzisa impahla, ethole amanzi, then bebeselime njalo befundiswe kuqiniswe abalimisi ukuze bencedise abalimi abancane.
Abenhlanganiso ebona ngemthelo emngceleni eBotswana United Revenue Services iBURS ithi kulabaningi ababotshelwa ukungenisa izilimo ngudlu. Kubika abangenisa izilimo lezi badlula emngceleni ngoba imitshina yokuhlaziya impahla engenayo elizweni ingasebenzi. Ngingumqondisi Dubo wendaba zeStudio 7 ngisabron kwele Botswana.
Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM 4930 6170 7270 6040 laku 15460 kHz ku shortwave.
Ukuziphetha sikhangele ebezikhokhela phambili. Indawo induna yemangweni kwelupane eMathebeleland North umnumzana Vosimuzi Mabhikwa akasekho. Mabhikwa ubhubhele esibhedlela seSt Luke's Lupane izolo ebusuku engozini yomgwaqo. Ingozi le yenzakale lapho imota abehamba ngayo ithuzane lemota enkulu yokuthwala impahla ngihola lechumi ngesonto ntambama emgwaqweni ohlanganisa iBulawayo leVictoria Falls. osomabhizinisi besifazane batshele ikomiti edalele ephalamende ebona ngezentuthuko e-Portfolio Committee on Women's Affairs and Community Small and Medium Enterprises Development ukuthi kungangcono ibhanga ele-Women Microfinance Bank livalwe ngoba lingabancedi ngalutho. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo, Praxedes Jeremiah. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.